For reaction to the hiring of Greg Williams, let's bring in the former Titan safety, Blaine Bishop, who's now a radio broadcaster for the team. Good morning, Blaine. Are the Titans expecting a different Greg Williams when he makes his return to coaching? He seemed subdued and apologetic in his media session yesterday.
Well, you know, first and foremost, he's taken ownership with all the issues with the bounty gate. So he's apologizing, you know, he's trying to recreate his career and his image. And I think the Titans believe that he'll come in there and definitely do that and then help their defense at the same time. So I think they believe they give him a one-year deal under a senior assistant on defense, help Jerry Gray out. They have a relationship that's gone on for many, many, many years, probably almost like their relatives over the years. And I think it's a good thing for the Titans.
Blaine, you played for Greg Williams when he was the defensive coordinator in Tennessee. That was back in the 90s. What would you say to a player that's maybe hesitant in playing for Williams after everything he's been through?
Well, first and foremost, you know, he gets to know each individual player. And he tries to find out what makes that player tick. And not just on the field, but off the field. So he's more of a character guy. And then he's going to find out who his leaders are and then try to have him push their team and give you ownership and that it's your team. He's a very likable guy. I can't think of probably anybody who played for him that didn't like him. So he's a real likable guy, personable guy. And I think that's what the Titans need. But also the Titans need, you know, they play really hard, but they don't play with a purpose. And Greg Williams is going to have that team playing with a purpose. And that means playing with a physicality that everybody's going to respect in this league.
Hey, Blaine, it's Eric Davis, and I hear what you're saying about Greg, and you say you don't know players that played for him that didn't like him and he didn't get the best out of. Let me ask you, from being in that locker room, how different was he then as opposed to what you heard on that tape when he was down with the Saints?
Great question. You know, it was very shocking to me because a lot of people were bringing me questions, and we had a number one ranked defense, number one, two, for a couple years there, and it was kind of alarming because – it seemed like he had gone past that edge, you know, and when you're targeting players' injuries from previous weeks and then talk about take the head off, and, I mean, he said a lot of, you know, funny stuff, but that took me to the top. I was really shocked, and for him to be even involved in such malicious, I guess, bounty scandal, it was surprising. And I felt really a little offended that somebody was asking me where we have a, you know, jokingly I said that if we had a bounty gate of the Titans, I must have a lot of credit because I'm not collecting any money from that. But, man, it was shocking. And I think he went over the limit. I mean, as you know, Eric, being in the defensive meeting room, you say a lot of things to get everybody riled up, but he took it too far. And I think that's where he's going to dial it back. I think other areas he'll dial it back. He was a guy who he was part of that old school back in the early 90s when the Oilers were there before I got there, and that was the Buddy Ryan era. And he's going to have to take some of those old school attitudes out, and this is a new league. He's going to have to change, and I think he will, and I think he's probably going to treat players a little bit differently because he's going to have to gain their trust.
Blaine, Mark Kriegel, you know, you played for the guy. He's obviously a fiery guy. Can he coach as a more subdued coach?
Well, you know, what I said, I think, you know, the core of who he is a fiery guy. I wouldn't want to take that away from him as a coach. I think that's what makes him a little special. I think he's going to have to dial the back. I mean, he's going to have to, you know, he used to come up with all these phrases, and it would be all kind of let's say, you know, a cuss word involved with all that. I think that has to be all taken out and wiped out.
We're not talking about cuss words here. We're talking about something much more specific and much more nefarious.
Well, I mean, I wasn't part of that. I mean, as far as with our team. So I can't say that he was ever even alluded to any type of bounty scandal when I played. Without that, I challenge anybody. I was the captain of the defense, so that part of it I know will not be part of anything the Titans will be a part of.
Well, Steve White's right here. The fact that Greg's not the defensive coordinator, he's just a special assistant, you know, how long are his fangs, so to speak? I mean, how much juice does he actually have?
Well, that's a big question we asked Coach Munchak yesterday, and he says he's going to be part of every meeting room on the defensive side. He's going to be implement, you know, some of the game plan. But ultimately, it's Jerry Gray. He's going to be making the game calls. He's going to be, you know, the one deciding on all the issues. But they have a working relationship, Jerry Gray and Greg Williams. That's probably the best fit for Greg coming back, trying to repair his reputation, is with people he knows. He's known those guys for almost 20 years. So I think it's going to be a good fit for the challenge to see if he can repair his reputation coming back into the league.
Tell me this, Blaine. I mean, with that, the position Greg holds, there's a lot of available coaching candidates out there that could come in and do this job. I know you talked about Jerry and Greg's working relationship, but why did Mike Munchak feel that he had to go out and get a Greg Williams? Because part of this does seem like it's just opening a door to give a guy another chance when there's plenty of other candidates out there that could come in and help Jerry Gray.
Well, I'm reading between the lines of what he said to us yesterday on 3HL in Nashville, is that, you know, he knows this is a make-or-break year for his team and for himself. He acknowledged that, and Jake Locker. So then it made it a little tougher to bring in help, to bring in a high-level caliber coach who basically doesn't want to be on a one-year deal. So he felt like what he could do to add to what they already had and have chemistry within the coaching staff was very, very important, and he felt like this was the best fit at this time.
Blaine, it sounds like you strip everything away, whatever he's accused of or whatever he's copped to. He's really that good a coach. Is that right?
I think he's proven, his track record's proven he's a pretty solid coach in this league. Now, he's the best, you know, that's an argument for everybody else. But, you know, I thought he was a very solid coach. I had some great coordinators, Bill Johnson there in Philly, the late Bill Johnson. So, I mean, he is right up there with some of the great. I mean, he's going to have an aggressive attitude there when you blitzing, sometimes blitzing just to be blitzing, just to let the quarterback know that he wants you to feel uncomfortable. I think he's a solid coach. I can't say that he's on the elite status, especially coming back into the league and after being a year off. Hopefully he evaluated some of the things that, you know, teams are doing today compared to when he was in there, and then some of the things he wouldn't do now as far as a play caller and implementing a game plan and schemes and systems, so as well as obviously not being part of some type of scandal. So it'll be interesting to see it. I'll be watching a close eye on him to see the dynamics. To see if he'll be the same fiery guy. I think that's what makes him special. But you can't, you know, get across the line. Hopefully he'll go out there and have fun with the guys and he gains trust with the players.
Well, Blaine, let's take it to the field because we both know the reason that you're bringing in Greg Williams is so that he and Jerry Gray can figure out how to fix things on the field. Like, you saw every snap, unfortunately, of that defense, and they gave up 471 points, man. So what's priority number one? What do they have to fix first on this defense to make them play better?
Well, you know, I think Eric, they have some holes they have to fill, and then ultimately they have to get out the quarterback. So they probably have to bring in a guy in the middle. They have a couple guys that will be a free agent, some young guys that probably won't be back. And then they're going to have to get a pass rush. You got to get pressure on the quarterback. They need help at the safety position opposite Michael Griffin, who's an exceptional talent. He needs to be playing with somebody opposite him that can help, because I think he played with five or six different safeties throughout the season, let alone they need some more proven, probably a veteran corner. They need, lastly and most importantly, leadership on the defense. I mean, when I was out there, and Eric, I'm sure when you played, when you were on great teams, you had leaders at each group, and then you had a leader of the defense. And I don't know if they really have any of that at any of those positions. And ultimately, that's going to be the reason why they're successful or not.
Blaine, thanks for sharing your perspective. We appreciate you joining us here on NFL AM.